Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Lalisa Williams Show broadcast today. This is Friday. Well, for some of us, for many of us, we are accustomed to feeling like, you know, thank God it's Friday. But it depends, you know, for some people, Friday is their Monday. For some people, Friday is not yet the end of a work week for you. If you're in business for yourself, like me and so many others, you work every single day, so in a sense, every day is Friday and no day is Friday. One good thing about working for yourself, if you are doing what you absolutely love to do every single day, it becomes the weekend, it becomes joyful, you're successful, you're satisfied, and you are overly excited and happy. Well, we're winding down the wonderful, wonderful month of October, though there are many challenges in October as well. We celebrate with so many others October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month, as we stand in advocacy for the end of domestic violence. We want to eradicate domestic violence. We also know that October is also recognized as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. For that also, we stand with those who are advocating for successful breast cancer treatment and things surrounding breast cancer. Breast cancer is very personal for me, as it was detected with my mother just about 6 months or so before she did pass of a heart attack. Just a few months before her heart attack, she had have one of her breasts removed. So breast cancer awareness is very important to me. And of course, I have many friends and people that I know and many, many people that my mother knew and was very good friends with also suffered from breast cancer. So I, you know, my prayers go out to all those individuals who are dealing with that. I actually have a woman in my church who recently underwent just a major, major deal, ordeal with it, but she has been very victorious in her fight. So we just celebrate that in October, you know, leading up to November, and then before you know it, it's December, and we get ready for a brand new year, another opportunity to do some things that we didn't get a chance to do in 2012. But as we wind down 2012, we also get to celebrate many of the things that happened in December. We just use that month to take a time to reflect. Well, actually, November and December, to be thankful for all that did happen and all the things that will happen. And a lot's going on this month as we are headed into the presidential election. We've finished the presidential debates, and now there's just more campaigning. So this is just a very, very, very interesting month, very busy month. We have over at PSUI, Performance Strategies Unlimited, over at our training institute over in Elizabeth, New Jersey, we have seen record attendance for training sessions, so we could not be more happier about that. Now, we were supposed to have some friends come to come on our virtual studio this morning and talk to us about domestic violence and their fight in domestic violence in the Cleveland area, and they have many projects going on right now. As a matter of fact, I'll just go to their Facebook page and read some of the happenings in the Cuyahoga County area of Cleveland. So on Saturday, October 27th, that's just one day away, tomorrow, as a matter of fact, so I'm sure they're very, very, very busy up there. But on Saturday, October 27th at 9 a.m. at the South Point Hospital, the Cleveland Clinic, that's located at 20,000 Harvard Avenue, building number 6, they will partake in their annual symposium, Prevention and Intervention Symposium 2012. And that's for the Beyond Abuse Project. That's the CEO of that project is Ms. Chaplain Denise Jenkins and her team, Gloria and Gerlina and others. I've been to several of their events there in Cleveland, and they're very, very powerful, very dynamic. So if you ever get an opportunity to go up there. But yes, Beyond Abuse, they also have free workshop and breakfast. They had that back on October the 6th. They fight domestic violence there all year long. It's just that two of their major events take place in October, but they do things all throughout the year. Their message is you have to choose to live. Don't let domestic violence kill you. And yep, there they are, the beautiful women. Oh, they're very, very beautiful. That's Miss Gloria and Miss Gerlina up there in Cleveland. So actually, I'm going to tag their picture. And that's Miss Denise in the middle there. And I will put that on my page. I just tagged my page with their picture. These three beautiful women, they are doing major things up there in Cleveland. They've been on my show a few times. They were recently on the another Mother Love radio show. Denise is accustomed to speaking at many, many events there in the Cleveland area. And so, but there are things like this going on, you know, all over the country. for Domestic Violence Awareness. And again, if you're having a domestic violence awareness event and there's still time, feel free to, you know, post it on my page on Facebook, or you can dial in here to Blog Talk Radio 347-945-7991. We are very, very, very excited about where we're going, what direction the Lalisa show is taking. You know, we had taped several segments for a TV show, and it, you know, ran probably one time on internet television. And that was about a year ago, and we were making some adjustments. And then one of our camera crews was in a serious car accident, so we had to put the show on hold, but now we're back. We will begin taping again for the TV segment. It's just simply called The Lalisa Show. It'll feel much like a Dr. Phil style of show, and you'll be hearing more about that. But that's going to be happening very, very quickly. So we're excited about that. We have a producer lined up that will help us to produce the show and get guests on the show for us. So we are very, very excited about that. And again, you know, if you have a show suggestion, if you have a suggestion of someone that you would love for the rest of the audience to learn about, to know about, please feel free to, you know, give us their name. We want to highlight those individuals who are doing positive things in the community, in the world, in the community, positive things such as Chaplain Denise Jenkins there in Cleveland, Ohio, is doing with her Beyond Abuse Project. And like I said, Saturday is their big symposium. It's the biggest event that they have throughout the year. They do have other events throughout the year, but tomorrow is the biggest event, and no doubt they were busy yesterday. They probably just went to sleep. But they are going to be at the Cleveland Hospital. And that's a big undertaking for them. I was there with them last year, and so to know that they've gotten inside, and all year long on Tuesday nights, they hold a support group, a free support group for women that are men that may think that they're involved in domestic violence. And, you know, their question to people is, are you safe? That's their million-dollar question to ask any woman or person. But particularly, I think they do work with a lot more women, only because a lot more women will let you know that they are in a domestic violence situation. But their question is, are you safe? And, you know, that's so important. We can sometimes take that very maybe lightly or for granted. But when I've, you know, just over the past, two weeks at least, we've heard about several incidents that made the national news, like the situation in Florida in the beauty salon, and I believe somewhere in Wisconsin or somewhere like that, Massachusetts or somewhere. There was another incident that happened in a salon where someone that had been in a relationship had broken off. The person, you know, went in and murdered not only the person that they were had been involved in with in a relationship, but also, so that was certainly a domestic dispute, but they also murdered other innocent people that just happened to be in the facility. So it's real. You know, when people sometimes file these restraining orders, it doesn't always turn out the way the person expected. I mean, initially, you file a restraining order against someone. I've done it in my past, and you're expecting that that is going to keep you safe. And unfortunately, for so many people, the restraining order has only made it worse. And so, you know, you have to take all precaution in these things and definitely get help as early as possible. Don't put up with certain behaviors. Be aware of what types of behaviors are common to almost every domestic violence dispute that they have on record. I think for 15 plus years now, the domestic violence hotline has been active in taking calls. So they have a lot of record. There's a lot of data about what happens in those situations. So that was what we were initially going to have on the broadcast. And like I said, I know sometimes people can get their wires crossed, and I know some mornings I've gotten my wires crossed and not been here at 7 a.m. But, you know, so we'll just table that, and if she happens to be able to come on Monday, I know the goal was to come on before the event and talk about that and share, but we'd love to hear from her on Monday to hear about how the event went. Maybe there is someone here in New Jersey who wants to take up a similar cause to eradicate domestic violence. I mean, sometimes people might think that there is a lot going on, but when we look at the deaths and the abuse, the effect it has on the children that could be in the household, the effect it has on the family members, they are also victims of domestic violence. So we have to keep at it. We have to keep active. We can't say that there's enough going on. One of my students at the college, you know, we were just happened to be casually talking, and I was asking her about her family members, and she shared with me that her sister had been murdered by her boyfriend, and I believe that she was only young. She was very young, a teenager of sort, 15-ish, 17-ish, somewhere in that neighborhood. And I thought, wow, how sad. So, you know, she was a lot younger when it happened, so didn't affect her as much, but it still affected me. She wasn't, you know, her sister, she was very young, I think, maybe herself. She probably was maybe between 9 and 11. And, you know, the family tried to keep a lot of it, you know, from the younger siblings. So the family members are also, you know, victims of this situation. So a very, very, very important issue. And so there are many things that are going on right now, and we're excited about, like I said, where we're headed with the TV show. We're excited about the training center. So, again, anyone interested in training, please inbox us on Facebook or call us. Our number is on Facebook. We actually have a page on Facebook for the center, and we're very excited that we didn't let go of it because, you know, in the beginning sometimes when you do things, when you start small and there's only that one or two persons that may show up, sometimes we think, you know, okay, this isn't working. This is a failure, so, you know, let me let go of it. But in reality, you might not want to do that. You know, you just might not want to do that because if you stop at the one thing or if you stop in the beginning, if you stop when things are just because they look like they're not going to be successful, because one or two persons is showing up. No. You wanna stick with it, okay? Because there's something about, there's like a point when you're working on a project or you're putting together an event or you're starting a business. Even those individuals who are going back to school, you know, you working on something, and in the beginning it seems like nothing's happening. And then there comes this point where you want to give up, or you think that, okay, it's not working, things are not going the way I thought they would go. But let me tell you, do not. I caution you, I beg you, don't give up, okay? Hang in there. You're just one day away from that breakthrough. You're just one day away. I'm telling you, you just keep on. And my grandmother used to say that, you know, just keep living, you know. It's just like with problems. You know, problems come, it seems like sometimes out of nowhere. Well, I'm here to tell you that success also comes just as quickly, just as swiftly, and it appears as though it's also coming out of nowhere. But let me tell you, it's coming. It's coming because you're putting in the work. You're putting in the time. Believe it or not, everything that you do is taking you one step closer. Just think about that for a minute. Everything that you do. I know sometimes it's hard to think about that, but everything that you do, it may not seem like it. It may seem like things aren't going your way. It may seem like it's taking too long, but I want you to enjoy the trip, enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey. Work hard, put in all of your effort. As one of my favorite sayings now is, don't leave anything on the floor. Or leave it all on the floor, rather. Leave everything on the floor. Just leave it there. Put in everything that you can. And know your purpose. Know why you're doing it. Keep your purpose in mind. But work at it. But enjoy yourself along the way. Your breakthrough is coming. You're just about at that point. I mean, if there's one thing I can say about, especially for those individuals who are facing, again, some type of a challenge. It could be, again, with starting a business. It could be going back to school, starting a new family. Whatever it is, stick with it. Work hard at it. And one day, you know, out of nowhere, you may wake up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, with an idea, with a breakthrough. You know, that happened to me, actually. It is actually coming together. And don't forget, dream big. There's a woman who has a new book out, and in her book she says, she says, act big or go home. You know, act big or go home. Play big or go home or something like that. Yeah, play big. Why do you, well, you don't have to play small. In other words, go above the limits. Go above what you thought you could do. And then look back over what has happened already. And I've said, wait a minute, how did I get here? I have this office over here. I have this business. How did I get here? Well, when I think back, God showed me, right? Because I had really forgotten about it. But in 1987, I set a Valcour Engineering and envisioned myself owning my own business. That's what I used to doodle when I was working there, and I thought, you know, this isn't the place I want to work for the rest of my life. From my very first real job that I had, the job after 18, after high school, so to speak, that job, I'll never forget having that feeling that I'll never work here 30 years and retire. I remember thinking that. Now, at the same time, I thought I was crazy because during that time in the 70s, that's what everybody did. You got a job, you tried to stay there 30, 40 years and retire. But I remember thinking, this will never happen for me. And guess what? It didn't. So our thoughts are very powerful. That I do know. But I remember thinking that. But at the same time, at that time, I did not think that one day I would be owning my own business. That didn't happen until 1987, so approximately 13 years later. 13 years later, that's when I realized, well, when I started to think I would own my own business. But that didn't happen right away. So it was actually probably about another 13 years. 13 years later, somewhere around 2000 that I actually put it in action, put those words in action. So I had the thought in 1987, about 16 years later, decided to, okay, let's do it. Let's start a business. And at the time, I wasn't connecting the dots that this is the thing that I had thought about 20 years, almost close to 20 years earlier. You see, and it was only now, you're talking about 10 years later, started the business in 2002. 10 years later, I'm just now realizing that, wait a minute, this is the very thing that you thought you would do, is be a business owner. So embrace it, enjoy it, flow with it. So I'm saying all that to say that look at your life and see if it's not the very thing that you thought it would be. Think back over your life and just kind of think about some of your major thinking. You know, not your smaller everyday thoughts or your smaller thoughts about, you know, what you would wear or what you would eat or where you would go for entertainment. I'm not talking about those thoughts right now. Right now, I'm talking about some of those major thoughts that you've had about your life. Those thoughts that, you know, oh, I think one day I would love to be married, or I think one day I'll never get married, or I think I'll have my own business, or I think I'll travel around the world, or I think I'll do this or that. You know, look at some of those bigger thoughts that you've had over your lifetime, regardless of what age, whether you had them at age 5, 15, 25, or so on, and see how those major thoughts played out in your life. I'm finding that those major thoughts that I had are playing out in my life. And I always remember the major thought my mother had shared with me that she had about me, and it even played out. But who knows, she may have communicated some of that thought to me. I remember graduating with my third degree, and my mother stood there in my kitchen and said, "I never thought you'd graduate high school." And I thought to myself, wow, no wonder I didn't graduate high school, but not as in a blaming fashion. I just thought that was kind of interesting how thoughts are very important. So, because I did graduate high school, so I'm thinking, maybe that's the reason. But I do share that with you, because if you are a parent, please be careful of the thoughts that you hold over your children. And please, if you hold them, don't share them unless they're thoughts of good. Because, you see, again, I believe that there's, and the Word of God tells us, as a man thinketh, so is he. So I'm believing that these major thoughts that you hold are going to guide your life. Because, again, in 1987, that's all I could think about was becoming a business owner. Those were my thoughts on a daily basis. And I was around a lot of small business owners, and I used to think that I'm going to be like that one day. I would, you know, envision my life as a CEO. I would sit and think about business I would start. And so what I'm saying is that you can do the same. And again, that's an assignment for you. Look over your life and see. Now what I'm about to do is look over my life and see, where did I begin to think that I'd be a millionaire? And if I didn't, I will start thinking like that. You know, it reminds me of the book by Dr. Dennis Kimbrough and also Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill wrote the book Think and Grow Rich, and then Dr. Kimbrough wrote Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. So I'm thinking now, no wonder he said Think and Grow Rich. And again, it's making me want to run out and get that book and reread it, because I'm, you know, I just, like I said, I realized that, well, wait a minute, our thoughts are that powerful. So I challenge you today to not only think about where you want to be, but I also want you to look at where your thoughts, what were your thoughts in the past, and how those thoughts have played out in your life. And please, whatever you come up with, I would love for you to share those with me. You can either dial in and share them, or you can, you know, call in next week and share, or You can inbox me on Facebook and share, but I would absolutely love for you to do that. And now what I want you to do is go out and have a wonderful day. Enjoy this wonderful, wonderful weekend. Think positive thoughts for the rest of the day. Have a positive day. If you would like to attend the coaching session over at 1139 East Jersey Street, or if you would like to have the coaching session and the Release Your Power workshop come to you, please contact us, 908-432-1853, or you can inbox us, or you can send us an email to lilisa.williams@gmail.com, or you can contact us right here through Blog Talk Radio. But you would have to have a membership in order to do that, and the membership is free, and then you can send messages and go into the chat room. So, you know, I've enjoyed talking about our thoughts leading us to our destiny. What destiny are you looking for in your life? If your thoughts are not lined up with where you're trying to go, you may find out that you're not getting as far as you want to get in life. So reassess, readjust, and let's make it happen. So until Monday morning at 7 a.m., stay positive, stay connected, and stay true to the real you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lilisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lilisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you gotta keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lilisa J. Williams.